Now, I mean, the kind of project, you know, you just described to us, a major project, you know, the people behind them are probably real professional designer, architect, right? And it probably involves a sizable area. So to put that in place, you have to overcome some conflicting interests. Probably that the area belongs to different company, mm-hmm. not just total government land, right? So what kind of a plan has been in place, you know, to make it happen? What things we need to do step by step? First of all, people have to like the idea. Design has been done. Model has been built. You know, people can take a good look at it. And how can people help? I mean, if people want that sort of thing, I mean, can people be galvanized to do something?
Indeed, there are many challenges. Of course, there's a lot of interests involved in many different government departments, and this has always been a problem in Hong Kong, is there's too many different government departments handling one particular area. So you have to get the consensus from all of them, and so on and so forth. A campaign, as far as I know, has not been started yet to pedestrianize Soho. At the moment, I've put out a vision, and it's not necessarily a new vision. There's been similar visions put out over the years for pedestrianizing Soho. But a campaign will have to be started.
Mm.
And I've been advised that it'll probably take about a year for this campaign to come to fruition. And that would involve creating some models, some plans, liaising with the various government departments, liaising with business owners in Soho, residential owners, petitions, getting the signatures and the voices of the people that will be needed. Sure, it'll be hard work, and a handful of people will have to dedicate probably a year of their life to manifest this vision, but I think it is one of the greatest gifts that could be given to Hong Kong at this moment in time, to have a pedestrian area for the people. There are a lot of professionals, architects, town planners, engineers who've put some thought into this, and the consensus is that it's very feasible, it's practical, it's relatively inexpensive. So it can be done, and above all, it's an idea whose time has come.
Mm-hmm.
And ideas whose time has come generally get the support and the consensus from the people, and the government invariably follows suit. So I believe the time is ripe, more than ripe, to start a campaign to pedestrianize the Soho area.
Because, you know, even from our childhood days, not that long ago, we still have certain areas like these people's nightclub, night market, right? And I think those areas are kind of gone now, where, you know, people traditionally just set up some shops or even tailor-made, you know, setups there. And for on the weekend, or I think every night, or just the weekend?
Sunday, every
day.
Night.
Every night,
every
right?
Night.
So, I mean, we do have markets like this. We call it farmers markets like that. And what you envision is a kind of very classy one. I can see that. If you involve all these architects, you know, designer, they probably, you know, have come up really, really first-class type of a design. But the other area that we have experienced with it just happened. You know, people just do it. They make a probably quite a good living doing these small businesses in this kind of night market. And in our policy statement, we try to look into the poverty issue. I mean, why is that? You know, almost a million people in Hong Kong are living in poverty, and the number is increasing. So, you know, how can we solve that? And one of the things that we follow is, you know, we need more and more this sort of local activity, local businesses, not just real estate, you know, development, big projects like that. So what Francis was saying, that of course there will be opposition, but, you know, what we're trying to do is to better Hong Kong. So the projects like what you have, you know, we set up this Better Hong Kong Movement Association 4 years ago. If the idea is that we will entertain, you know, any kind of project, you know, under this kind of a platform, a structure. So it is very project oriented. If there's something that's worth doing, and there are people, you know, who are willing to do it, and we can, you know, get enough funding, then it will happen. And when the project is done, you know, it will be gone. And then the Better Hong Kong Movement Association is kind of set up for this kind of purpose. Mm. So you don't have to have set up a whole association, you know, from scratch, just to do something project, because it may happen, it may not happen. It may just die halfway. But with a structure like Better Hong Kong Movement Association already in place, that, you know, it's very easy to kind of to entertain this sort of project.
Apart from it, okay, we accept it, okay, for establishing, okay, a lot of places for flea markets, for a lot. I think in Hong Kong, there's a lot of markets for the people in Hong Kong to, okay, to establish their business, actually. But actually, that's not enough, okay, still. Okay, so that's why you're proposing about the Soho, okay, pedestrian ways. And then there's a lot of places for the people in Hong Kong to enjoy, okay, to walk along, to shop there, okay, and then, okay, to enjoy the day, okay. And in Hong Kong, okay, there's still a lot of places, okay, there's still, being likely to be invented to, okay, to suit that kind of way. But for the commercial purposes, they just think, okay, because there's a lot of places, okay, there's a lot of businesses to be competing with those large commercials, okay, of doing these kind of things. Okay, they're just going to be threatened by it. So that's why, okay, the Hong Kong government doesn't, okay, really, okay, going to pursue it, okay, really rapidly against this kind of proposals. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think that's about the problem of Hong Kong. Okay, mm-hmm. That's actually about, okay, commercial oriented, and about, okay, those large commercials oriented. Okay, that's the kind of problem.
Yes, indeed, there are some big challenges, but if you look at pedestrianized areas in Europe, for example, I'm more familiar with the ones in Europe, so I can speak for those. They have been extremely successful on a commercial level, but also extremely successful on a cultural level. So it's marrying the commercial with the cultural, with the people, and this is what's lacking in shopping malls. This is why the era of the shopping mall is also coming to an end. And again, I don't mean today or tomorrow. I'm just talking the way how we're evolving as human beings. Because shopping malls lack culture. They lack open space. They lack nature. They lack that integral form of developing. While pedestrianizing streets, especially historical streets like the ones we have in Soho and Sheung Wan area, there's a lot of historical buildings there which need to be preserved and protected. And this in itself will attract tourists, both local and overseas. So there's nothing wrong with commercialization. You know, this will develop an economy, a local economy, which will benefit the locals, the shops, the businesses. But as Bella was saying earlier, we can also have street markets where local handicrafts, trades, craftsmanship, all of this can be encouraged. And if you look at Soho carefully, you'll see an interesting phenomenon that's happening. Boutiques are opening up. Small individual boutiques. Not opened up by big chain stores, but individuals, local artists who are creating handcrafted gifts which they make in the shop and they sell. So this can also be encouraged. And this is where you see the organic growth. It's really happening. It's solid. It's consistent. It's progressive. It's sustainable. And what the government departments need to do is look more carefully at this and ask the question, why is Soho growing organically? And therein they will find the answers. Because it's allowing people to do what they naturally love to do, and that is to be neighbors and to communicate and community. We all remember the village square. We're all nostalgic for the village square. We all come from villages. We all come from communities. And this is lacking. But it needn't be black or white. You can have a city with village feelings in certain areas. And this is what pedestrianizing does. And I urge the various government departments and interested stakeholders to look at this carefully and ask the significant question, why is Soho growing organically? And there they will find the answers.
If a community of this nature can evolve organically, and it will happen, right? Mm. That means that we don't really need a lot of government intervention or support then. Other than, say, designate the area as a pedestrian, you know, off to the
yes.
traffic, right? So it should not be such a difficult thing to do. I suppose, you know, once you initiate that sort of restriction, and maybe the motorists in the area might feel, you know, inconvenient by it, you know. So it's just a matter of weighing which is more important. I suppose if you drive around, it's much easier to drive around whatever area you need to than for the people to walk around. Because, you know, Bob was saying that it is a worldwide trend. And according to this professor's experience, Professor Enriquez from Bogota's experience, it actually reduced the pollution. I'm sure in South America, the pollution is probably more serious than in Hong Kong. And people are happier. And not only that, people are happier, and people are happier because they are financially independent. And that's what we're trying to, you know, that's the kind of problem that we are facing in Hong Kong. We are seeing the poverty level increasing, you know, going shoot through the million, a million people who are living in poverty, and the number is increasing. So that's why Better Hong Kong is trying to find ways to solve the problem. So it looks like, because now that you mention it, then I remember all the places my friend took me to, all the city, even in West and in Virginia, Blackbird, where the shooting took place. And I remember my professor was taking me in the area, and it was something like this pedestrian area, people walk through the area, and the restaurant on both sides. So it looks like all major cities tend to develop that, and Hong Kong, that is probably one of the solutions for Hong Kong. Like you were pointing out, it seemed to take care of the cultural, arts and culture, because all the handicraft, have an outlet for the local handicraft, and environmentally, you cut down the traffic pollution, and it provides leisure spaces, other than just big mega shopping malls and movie houses. I like movies. But I have difficulty finding enough movies to go because, how many? I go every week. But pretty soon, you run out of all the movies to go. And because, why do I go to movies? Because there's nothing else to do in Hong Kong. Every time I have spare time, people need to fly away or go to China.
I think that's just because you have to oblige to the globalized way. For example, you have to watch Batman, you have to watch The Mummies, okay?
Mm.
There's everyone in the world that you are good to watch that kind of movie, okay?
Mm.
That's what the problem is. So that's why we are just finding, we just want to find something different from it, okay? That's about locality. That's about something that we can't find in any city that we can find, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So that's why I think, okay, we are just wanting to get some market space, okay? Get a space for us to earn, okay? To, okay, develop, okay, what we are thinking about myself, what we are thinking about my identity is, okay? That's really important because, okay, what Hong Kong people is thinking about is not about just about the world, about the about globalized, okay, about the globalized thing, and also about something that is, okay, that is about us, okay. That's not that's different from the other, okay, community. That's really important.
A unique identity.
Yeah, a unique identity. That's really important. Yeah.
Another area that I think we mentioned about this last time, that where it's very suitable for large scale people's market will be the old airport area, which is to be developed into the ocean terminal. So I can imagine, all the tourists coming to Hong Kong, where would they want to go? To go to all the shops that they're familiar with, you know, all the name brand shop, they would like to go places where local people sell their local fare. So I feel that if we were to develop an ocean terminal with spaces there, rather than just all, you know, just the same chain stores, we should develop a people's market in the area, and that would be a very unique feature. And many people going off the boat and off the ocean liner, and they just walk down there, and all these activities.
Bobs, according to your experience, is it hard to manage that kind of areas like the one in Soho?
Mm.
Do the tenants, owners, workers, shopkeepers, they can get together and settle the trivial matters of that areas? We know that managing area is not easy.
Yes, true. Whenever you put different people together, there's bound to be some conflict. But in a case like this, it's a win-win scenario. So it's in all of our interest to keep the streets clean, to look after the trees, to look after the pavements. It's in everyone's interest because this brings in more wealth. And I'm not just talking about material wealth, but also spiritual wealth, physical wealth. Obviously a committee would have to be formed, perhaps like something like a Soho committee of business and tenant owners. They can all come together, and like every committee, there'll be a board of directors. But I think the benefits far, far, far outweigh the misbenefits. I mean, it can be really a case of a win-win scenario for one and all.
I wonder who would be the poor guy to manage that area. It's not an easy job.
No, it won't be an easy job, but you know, where there's
can
a will,
you imagine
there's a way.
All different cultures, all walks of life. You have Chinese, you have Indians, the Pakistan, you have Europeans, Americans.
Mm.
They have different cultures. They have different ways of expressing their opinions.
Mm.
Just a simple cleaning matters.
Mm.
It's really hard.
Mm.
Do you encounter these kind of difficulties?
Yes, I can foresee the challenges for sure. But the rewards are so high that it's so worth it. You know, it's worth sacrificing a few black hairs to, you know.
So Popsy,
yes,
pay that manager well.
I would love to if this vision comes true, and it would be an honor, actually.
I'm telling you about the difficulty. It's about, okay, something that, okay, you experience. It's about those government officials, okay? They're just trying to, okay, not doing something. They just think, okay, that's all right, okay? Because they'll encounter a lot of difficulties, as, okay, Mr. Lee mentioned, okay, about, okay, something that we have to, okay, we have to get along with the difficulties between different religions, different cultures, different kind of experts, okay? That those government officials, because they are just inherited from the British side, okay? They really don't want to, okay, to get along with it. Okay, so that's why those British officials are reluctant to do something about it.
No, I mean, I still don't understand why you see all this problem coming. I mean, to me, it's just an area where people, you know, do their own businesses. They run their different shops. You know, they set up their crafts and restaurants. You know, different type of
could be happen in a peaceful way.
Yeah, I mean, why don't see what I mean? The only difference is that instead of letting the traffic, you know, run through the area, now, you know, no traffic and people walk through there. So what's the difference? Why you envision all this? You know, I mean, it's going to be gang fighting. Yeah, I mean, is it big enough? No, battlefield for gangster to gather and fight.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
What the concern.
I understand the concern. Okay, yeah. that they are raising by you, but I mean those. Government officials. Okay, before they hand over or before, okay, having some, okay, some places, okay, some street hawkers, okay, that they have to, okay, they have to, okay, give them the license. Okay, that's not a problem because they are inherited from it, because they are, okay, they're just struggling, okay, for it. But they are not going to, okay, because, okay, in the system, okay, in the government system, they are not going to, okay, to create some troubles, okay? They're just thinking these are some troublesome issues, okay? Unless they are regulated by the private side. For example, they are regulated by the, okay, by a business center, by a plaza, by something belongs to it. Okay, they're just thinking, okay, this is not our issue. Okay, if they are regulated by some private enterprise, that's not a problem. But if they have to be regulated by the government side, okay, they just think, oh, what's the problem is? Okay, then, I mean, the government officials, they really have the problem of, okay, getting into, okay, something really difficult. If they can, of course, overcome this, that's really good. But
where's the problem? And we're already pointing it out, it's a worldwide trend. Every city is doing it. And this mayor professor is coming to tell it's a successful story. So what's the concern about?
I'm sorry to say that. That's the problem of those Hong Kong.
Well,
I'm an administrative officer.
Yeah,
it's not
something like AO or
it was a success story. Okay. So. Because I know a lot, I know someone, okay, who is from the AO side or EO side, they just think, okay, don't burden me, okay? They really don't burden me through, okay?
Well, it's always up to Hong Kong people.
Yeah, I think so.
I have a thinking, something like that. You mentioned you want to maybe joining Dr. Yuan to have a campaign to ask to pedestrianize Soho area, but my idea is a pedestrian area should be developed naturally. Maybe you don't know, in our young days, streets are pedestrianized, yeah, by market, because hawker go there, and as time goes by, the street is occupied by hawkers and ordinary people, and it's a really natural development of pedestrianization.
Right.
And only the tram or only a few cars can go through it. So that kind of pedestrianization, and it's quite good. But you are talking about planning something. And I don't think it is a good idea. If you want to plan something, then it's artificial. It becomes artificial. And you will think of one thing, the reclamation area in Central.
Yeah.
Shentian Day.
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
That was a market because there was an open space,
reclaimed area,
car park
area,
place,
yeah.
And then hawker began to swarm in the evening, and that become a very popular place. Used to be very popular in Hong Kong, and a lot of local culture, street culture developed there. Food, very special, and become a tourist spot. In fact,
right.
So all those things are developed naturally, not by planning. But if you say you want to plan something to develop a Soho area pedestrian, would it be good?
Very good points. Do you want to go for it, Bella?
Yeah, before that, because of, I think, the Hong Kong environment has changed, and hawkers becomes illegal now. Hawkers becomes illegal if they don't have license.
Right.
So that thing could not happen naturally anymore,
right,
because of the hawker's license.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so
and we can see government officials removing hawkers
all
the time now in Graham Street, Peel Street, Elgin Street.
Yes, because even in my childhood in North Point, I remember this Marble Row. I mean, there's all these stores. But of course, eventually they cleared out. I don't know whether it was illegal or it was just a legal structure. Anyway, we have a phone in. Yeah, hello there. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Vortex.
Yes, hi Vicky.
And, I'm just wondering, I have a question for Bobsy.
Yes.
Do you think it would be a good idea to organize something like the Notting Hill Arts Festival in Soho so that you can maybe convince people to pedestrianize Soho?
That's a fantastic idea, something along the lines of a Soho festival. Whereby a festival could be organized for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and it could be like a carnival type festival with alfresco dining, street theater, and everything else we see in some of these very successful street carnivals. You referred to Notting Hill Carnival Festival, which I visited quite a few times, and it's a fantastic experience and brings a lot of wealth to the community. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea, Ms. Vortex. And
there's a thing called Reclaim the Street as well in Sydney. So, like, people just spend one day reclaiming the street, dancing on the street and putting the couches on there. I think that would be a great idea.
Yes, I mean, if you or anyone else is happy and willing to, you know, instigate such ideas, I'd be more than happy to support them. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know, I guess, you know, I mean, people do share a similar, you know, visions and desire. So it's something that we can do something about through the platform of Better Hong Kong, because, you know, it is a structure in place for 4 years, mm-hmm. and then we entertain projects, you know. So anybody who have any idea that they can help to better Hong Kong, please let us know. But bear in mind, we also want action, you know. We just, you know, idea is good. But we want people who are able to put things into actions too. That's what is lacking in Hong Kong.
The era for procrastination is over.
But, yeah.
The era for action now.
So back to, you know, I mean, what? It's just up to us. If we want it, we do something about it. You know, in my policy statement, I emphasize the fact that, you know, the world can only be changed if people understand the simple concept is that everything comes to you yourself. If you want to, you want the world to change, yeah, you do something about it. And anyway, so
I always say that in Hong Kong, because there's a lot of system, okay, that really entrench us, okay. For example, the education system, the legal system, okay, the political system, that always, okay, entrench us. I think, okay, in order to strive for, okay, to strive for a better living, okay, we should, okay, break through this kind of barriers, okay, between us, because these are all the barriers that we are really have to face, okay. And initially in that kind of system, that no one wants to break through this kind of entrenchment towards us.
So I mean, like Bobsy, in your, you know, Card for Life Organic Health Cafe, you know, there's this saying from Mahatma Gandhi: be the change you want to see in the world. So our proposal is, I can make a difference. Yes, I can. Okay, time is up. So thanks for listening, and then we look forward to to the next week, and then we'll continue to discuss about how to make Hong Kong better. Well, you know, we didn't warn you. This is going to be the English channel for this week. Anyway, we'll see. You know, we might have enough Japanese people here that we all talk Japanese or Mandarin. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.